Derek, how much of a motivational factor was Saturday's game for you when you came out tonight?
Honestly, I've never been more ready to play a game than tonight. And, you know, that was just embarrassing, you know, to say, Saturday. And, no, but still didn't, you know, our morale wasn't defeated and our spirits weren't that down. We knew that wasn't us, so we wanted to come out the last 2 days in practice and correct that. And we competed very hard in practice and got back to the things that we're used to doing. So tonight I wasn't, you know, and I'm sure my teammates felt the same way. It wasn't a game that they were ever ready for more than tonight.
It was still a struggle at the very beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Was that due to maybe trying too hard to not let Saturday happen again?
I don't think so. You know, we were getting it done on defense and kind of struggling on offense, and that's just some of those things happen sometimes, and our coaches just calmed us down some in the huddle, and we spaced the floor out more and got better space in our offense and were able to do some of the things we're normally capable of doing.
Shane, you had to guard Trey Kelly a good bit tonight. What makes him so tough to stop?
He's probably one of the best point guards in this league. You know, he's very quick. He shoots the ball well. He has a good repertoire with the ball.
Floater.
He can pretty much shoot all the shots, especially in the lane. He has a lot of moves in the lane, and he's just a tough guy to guard all around.
Hey, Red, talk about the shots you hit in the second half. I know you guys have struggled with these guys. South Carolina, it seems to always come down in the last couple of minutes. Was it just kind of a willingness to take the shots? You guys talk about somebody needing to step up there?
The two big shots I hit at the end, the shot clock was pretty much going down. So it just plays, I mean, shots that I shoot in practice, and it's just repetitive. When you practice, you just go out and just make big plays at the end, especially when you're playing in big-time games like that. So I just put it up there and it went in for me.
Derek, you're kind of a supporting scorer last year. With your team really kind of falling behind in December, losing some games you shouldn't have, and getting in the conference season and losing the first one, was there a concerted effort on your part to kind of step up and be a leader and be the go-to guy for this team?
I mean, I just try to offer whatever I can to the team. And like I said before, I go out there just trying to play as hard as I can. If, you know, I have confidence in what I can do offensively and defensively. So if the opportunity presents itself for me to, you know, execute a certain play or take a shot when it's given to me or defeat my man when I know I have an advantage, that's what I do. We have a lot of guys on our team that can do that and step up and make plays. So I do whatever is asked of me.
Derek, you said you've never been more ready to play, and Coach Stallings said he's never seen you better than you were tonight. Did you just feel like this was going to be?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be.
For you tonight,
yeah, I knew it was going to be a huge night, you know, for us collectively. And like I said, Tennessee game, I don't think we ever played that bad before. That's our worst game of the season, and it's important to bounce back from that and not let it get us down too much, because we still have a great opportunity ahead of us. And like I said, everybody, you know. Everybody was ready to play.
What carries over from tonight into Saturday's game?
Ooh, Saturday? That's on another level. That's another level. Florida is obviously the number one team in the country, and we went down there and we competed the first half, and we felt like we could have did better in the second half. So, me personally, I'm from Florida, so I'm gonna try my best to get these two guys ready to go and everybody else, but it's just going to be a huge game, man, and we got a great opportunity ahead of us, so we're just going to go back to the drawing board these next 2 days and get ready.
Derek, you're obviously being really humble since the team game, but you got 32 points on those four shots. I mean, you got to be pretty happy.
I mean, like I said, that goes back to having confidence in what I can do offensively and taking shots when they're there and taking advantage of you know, what's given to me. I had a couple balls there, rolled around the rim like five times before it went down. But when it's like that, you know, the goal's huge and you feel like you can make whatever. And it felt good tonight.
Shane, it took a while for you to score and you weren't even getting shots early. What was the difference in the first half and the second half?
You know, I don't want to take anything away from you know, anything. The first half, I was trying to exert a little bit too much energy defensively, and I was kind of focused on that. Second half, I knew my team needed me to step up and make plays, you know, do what I do for this team. And I came out of second half, and coach wanted me to be more aggressive. And I just tried to do that, got to the line a few times, and I hit a couple of shots. And my teammates, they have great confidence in me. And no matter what I do in the first half, they're going to still come to me in the second half, you know. And that gives me confidence in myself.
Anything else? Thanks, guys.
Yep.